Emotional care. A correct treatment for a reproductive problem should also look after the emotions and feelings involved. Often the expectations which arise through treatment, incertitude while waiting, the fear of failure and other such feelings can lead the patient to a state of emotional stress. The care offered to a person who is undergoing fertility treatments should be all-inclusive and include emotional support as well. At Instituto Bernabeu, couples are offered all-round care, not only focusing on the medical treatment, but also on the worries which can arise. The reasons for which a person goes to an assisted reproduction unit are many and varied, but all have come to the conclusion that they need medical help. This experience, to a greater or lesser extent, can result in a painful psychological process. The incapability to conceive naturally can generate stress, anxiety, and in some cases depression within the couple, which can interfere with and complicate the results of the treatments. Each cycle implies an emotional burden of hope, excitement and happiness, but each failure entails a feeling of losing control, of uselessness and hopelessness. The presence of these emotional reactions, their frequency and intensity, are related to personal tolerance levels regarding frustration and chronic stress. Don't dream of happiness, make your reality a happy one. Be happy with what you have while pursuing your dreams. Emotional therapeutic advice. Open your horizons. The wider the scope of your objective, the bigger the chance we have of meeting your goal. It is not the same trying to reach the goal of a couple who wish to have a child regardless of the genetic links than another couple who wish a child of a specific gender. Opening up to all the possibilities that exist in reaching your goal means that stress generated by the treatments will be reduced. Happiness is not a challenge. It is a way of life, and patience one of the best roads to turning your desires into reality. Take decisions. It is of the utmost importance to come to consensus with your partner regarding the alternatives that are offered and on where are our limits. For this, it is necessary to be well informed in order to evaluate the pros and cons of each of the alternatives and to choose together the option which best fits you. Once a decision has been taken, the issues surrounding the acceptance of the situation will gradually reduce. The treatment. The clinic consultation tends to be worrying and intense, and so your partner support is fundamental. Usually you have a lot of questions to ask the consultant, but due to nerves, you forget them. It's always a great help to write down a list of questions before going to the consultation. Express your feelings. We shouldn't take for given that the people around us know and understand our needs and thoughts. We should manage our feelings of isolation, as they could lead us to being completely cut off and falling into a depression. Acceptance is a courageous act, an act which helps us to manage our feelings, our pain. Happy individuals accept situations without solutions, but fight for those which do have one. Sterility is extremely frustrating, as it seems that we cannot consciously do anything more in order to increase the chances of success in each cycle. A helpful exercise is to identify our feelings and write them down on paper. Also, find a friend you can confide in to share your feelings and difficulties. It can also be helpful to speak to others who find themselves in the same situation as yourself through group therapy. Negative thoughts. You should try to stem negative thoughts like, "Why me? We'll never do it. It's my fault. I can't deal with the emotional stress." These types of thoughts can be stopped with the aid of positive thinking. "We're a step closer to our goal," and "We can do it." Emotional and situational problems are caused by a misperception of the situation, which can be solved developing different skills, for example, relaxation, assertiveness, social skills, and relearning and modifying the negative assumptions that we have of ourselves. Feelings of control. Various strategies exist to help us feel more in control of our lives. For example, obtaining all the possible information about the team who are treating you, actively participating in all decision-making regarding the treatment, and planning the number of years of treatment cycles you are prepared to go through. It is important to remember that you shouldn't take part in any activities which make you sad or depressed. It is recommended that fertility treatments should be spread out so that you have time to relax emotionally between each one. The wait. Waiting during the treatment and until the day of the pregnancy test may seem never-ending. You should avoid continually going to the lavatory to check to see if your period has come and examining your body for any physical changes. Fill your time with relaxing activities and the things you've been looking to do for a long time but have never had the time to do them. The key is to keep yourself busy during the waiting time. Prepare yourself. Difficulties can arise, such as seeing pregnant women at the clinic, a negative pregnancy test, or wanting to abandon the treatment. To face these difficulties, prepare how you're going to react while facing an uncomfortable situation. In this way, you will feel more control of your feelings if your situation does arise. Reevaluate the initial plans you had to have the family you always wanted. Look at other means to reach this goal, for example, through gamete donation, embryo adoption, or even the adoption of a child. With a little patience and a positive attitude, along with the right treatment plan, many couples with fertility issues can realize their dreams of becoming parents. Don't dream of happiness. Make your reality a happy one. Be happy with what you have while pursuing your dreams. Being aware of the importance of caring for emotions during fertility treatment, your complete care assistance at Instituto Bernabéu is experienced to support you through any medical or emotional issues that may arise. Do not hesitate to confide in them.